I am Digital Dave.
And I'm Fast Eddie.
And it's interesting to be referred to as a good friend.
I was going to
so
say.
So rare.
I'm still working on the confused part.
You've got that down pat.
Thank you very much.
Joining us is Dave Leitig. As lighting in the room, he keeps saying.
But yes.
I don't see it.
It's a good way to put it, right?
Oh.
He lights up the place when he walks in.
This is dying.
Yeah, I know. Well, it's day three. What do you want?
Right. Well, the best is when you take a photo and someone says, wow, the lighting is perfect for this photo. Or that was poor lighting. And you always feel like it's a personal attack or some sort of compliment.
I'm sorry. I'll try again.
Yeah.
Give him blue steel.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Dave is here. You're part of Young Eagles.
I am. Yes. EAA Young Eagles.
Were you a Young Eagle as yourself?
I was. This year marks 20 years since I took my first Young Eagles flight. I was lucky enough to take three. The first one was right out here on 1836 in a DC-3 to kick off when the show used to conclude on a Monday. It was to kick off the final Monday air show. So,
wow.
Yeah.
Nice. Yeah, come on. You know, all these cool airplane rides.
I don't know if we asked this question earlier or not, but how many Young Eagles have gone on to be pilots and have come back to the Young Eagle program to give rides?
You know, that's a number we're trying to dig into a little bit more. I would say a little less than a decade ago, we did a real deep dive to try to figure out what that exact number is. We figured that there's somewhere between 40 and 50,000 that we can for sure say are now certificated pilots.
Wow.
That many. Wow.
But the problem is with the FAA database that we can mesh against, you know, you have to imagine, like when I took my Young Eagles flight, I had a completely different address than I have in the FAA database. And we need an address and a name match to be able to say, yes, you know, the program is responsible for that flight. So we know there's more out there. We just haven't quite figured out how to, you know, put our thumb on it yet.
Well, and the total number of Young Eagle flights now?
2,264,804.
Wow.
That is a lot of flights.
It is. We just had our Young Eagles volunteer dinner last night. We're kicking off the 30th anniversary this year, tomorrow, actually, here at AirVenture. And we were talking at the volunteer dinner last night that we say that number, you know, for the last couple of years. You know, we celebrated 2 million, you know, about five years ago, and then, you know, 2.1, 2.2. And I always tell the volunteers, don't become numb to the numbers. I know we talk about it a lot, but when you really think about that number of flights, it's incredible.
Yeah, that's a lot of people.
A lot.
And that's not just flights that are here. That's flights all over the country.
Correct. All over the country. We have volunteer pilots in all 50 states, overseas, Germany, down in South Africa, South America, Peru.
Wow. I hadn't really thought about other countries.
But
yeah, you got
either.
EAA chapters there.
Yep.
Interesting.
That's wild.
Yep.
What an amazing result from such a little idea. Hey, let's give kids their first flight. You know, such a big thing has come out of it.
Yeah, and as you know, when the program was launched in 92 here at Oshkosh, the goal was we're going to fly a million kids by the centennial of flight. And we were just talking at Theater in the Woods earlier this week, and Steve was moderating for us, and he said, you know, there was a fairly popular aviation magazine that I'm not going to say the name of that kind of laughed at us and said, that's cool, EAA, we're really glad that you're doing this, but good luck. Good luck flying a million kids. And now here we are 30 years later.
Yep, and still going strong.
Still going strong.
Wow.
Now, who's presently the president of the CEO, head of the board for Young Eagles?
So we have two chairmen right now. We have a co-chairman in Sean Tucker and Jimmy Graham. So as everyone knows, Sean, airshow pilot for many years. He's been a chairman now, I think, for the past 9 years with the Young Eagles program.
Okay.
I think the term aviation powerhouse would apply.
Yeah, very much so. Very much so. Living legend.
Yeah.
Very dynamic individual.
Very much so. Very passionate. Yeah, can speak to the volunteers very well. Is a great champion of the program, especially when he was out on the airshow circuit. He'd fly Young Eagles at all of his airshow stops. And then in 2018, NFL tight end Jimmy Graham stepped on board. And he's been involved since 2018.
It's amazing how many people in other walks of life like that, like actors and like athletes and stuff, are pilots that you would not realize they're pilots.
Yeah, and it was cool. Again, last night at the dinner, Sean and Jimmy both came over to the museum for our dinner, and that was the first time I had the chance to meet Jimmy. And hand up, I'm a massive Green Bay Packers fan. But in that moment, there was no starstruck. There was no nothing. It's just another pilot. We're just talking aviation, and it was just a very comfortable setting. And it's very neat how you can get those people in a room, and everything else kind of falls, you know, to the
wayside.
Everything
else is irrelevant.
Yep. It's just
that's the
airplanes.
Day job.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
That's funny because we interviewed Ken Griffey Jr. once, and he talked about his first date with his future wife was flying. And how it kind of went sideways on him and everything.
Yep, yep.
And we're like, and she's still stuck with you, huh?
Yeah, he got lucky there for sure.
Anyway, like you said, the celebrity stuff, aviation makes us all the same.
It does. It does. And they get, you know, just as charged up about it as anybody. And they're volunteer pilots themselves. So they look at the other volunteers as peers and heroes and, you know, really look up to some of those longtime supporters of the program.
Yeah, the guy that's got 300,000 of his own Eagle flights.
Yep. Yeah.
And I know there's a couple out there that are way up in the numbers of kids they've flown.
Our highest time pilot, or not time, highest numbered pilot is Fred Stadler. He volunteers with us year round. He's actually based here in Oshkosh and all of his flights are one on one, him and one kid at a time. And I think he's just over 9,000.
Oh my goodness.
Wow. That's a lot of flying. Yep.
It sure is. And he flies out of Pioneer Field here?
He does. He flies out of Pioneer, flies out of his own hangar at the local chapter, and he's actually from the Texas area. And when he retired, him and his wife relocated to Oshkosh specifically to volunteer for the program.
Wow.
That's dedication.
Yep. Yep.
Now, I got a question for you here. Years ago, an RV-6 was built specifically for young Eagles. Whatever became of that aircraft?
I still fly it to this day.
Really?
Yep.
How many hours are on it?
Oh, boy. It's a couple thousand, maybe not quite 10,000, but a few thousand hours are on that airplane. It's now in a flying club on the field, actually, here in Oshkosh. And it's used for flight training and young Eagle flights still.
Nice.
Yep. 6 Yankee Echo.
Yes.
There you go.
Yes.
Yep.
Okay, I'm going to sign up for flight training in that.
Well, that's good.
That would be nice.
Yep.
You're going to walk home.
Yeah, yeah. That's the only. That's where my theory falls to the ground.
Yep. So, what's in the future for Young Eagles? How are you guys going to fine tune the program?
Yeah, it's a great question. You know, like we said, it was initially launched with the goal of let's just fly kids, let's get kids airborne, show them how magical this is, what's up in the sky, what they can achieve. And as the program's gone on over the course of the last 30 years, as is with EAA members, they looked at it and said, how do we make it better? How do we make it more impactful? How do we, you know, really get these kids on board? So what you've seen out in the field is the members and the chapters have really tried to create a follow-on to it. You know, EAA chapters creating youth build projects and day camps and things like that, scholarship programs that EAA has started to, you know, also support here from Oshkosh to those chapters. We have the Young Eagles Flight Plan, which includes a free EAA membership as well as free access to the Sporties Online Ground School, which is a $280 course these kids get for free. They also have the ability to get a free flight lesson, get their FAA written exam reimbursed. So that's kind of where we're at now. But like I said, we're launching the 30th anniversary here at Oshkosh tomorrow, actually. We're doing a mass photo out on the plaza at 1:30, ceremonial flight to kick off the air show. And then really going to try to use this 30th anniversary as a launching point into the future. Because what I tell people all the time is there's always going to be enough kids to fly. But what we always need more of is the volunteer pilots and the ground volunteers. Because without them, you know, the program, you know, ceases to exist. And they're really the ones that make it happen. So we got some special new pilot campaigns. So while you're on the ground, stop by the Blue Barn or over at the Learn to Fly Center and inquire about Young Eagles. And we'll get you set up as either a Young Eagle or a volunteer pilot or however you want to get involved.
What about if you're not here on Oshkosh? How could an interested soul get access to this?
YoungEagles.org is the go-to. On that site, you'll find how to become a volunteer pilot, how to find a flight in your area, how to become a ground volunteer. We got it all laid out step by step.
What kind of requirements do you have to meet as a pilot for Young Eagles?
So the requirements are pretty straightforward. First and foremost, you got to be an EAA member. Secondly, we do have what we call like a youth training course just to, get the volunteers geared up on how to work with kids in a one-on-one setting. carry your own aircraft insurance, be current and legal to carry passengers, whether you're a sport pilot, private pilot, commercial pilot, doesn't matter. As long as you're legal per the FARs to carry passengers, you can do it. From there, there's a waiver to sign. Once that waiver's signed, off you go.
It sounds easy
enough.
Simple
stuff.
Yep, pretty straightforward.
And you guys help offset the fuel costs, right?
So EAA doesn't, but our friends at Phillips 66 do. They have a fuel rebate program where if you opt in, for every gallon of fuel you purchase, you get a $1 rebate from Phillips 66.
Well, that's not too shabby.
Yeah. No, especially these days.
Yeah.
And I think last year there was 19,000 gallons of fuel that was reimbursed, so pretty good.
Yeah. There's no restriction on type of aircraft?
No, like I said, if it's a registered aircraft that's legal to carry passengers and you have insurance, you can do it. You know, we've helicopters, you know,
Learjets,
one-off home builds, DC-3s, PC-12s, Stearman, T-6, I mean, everything. We've seen Young Eagles flown in just about everything.
Wow. That's pretty amazing. Cool.
Powered parachutes.
You know, what we need.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, you have to have a guy with a tandem exemption.
Yep, and we're doing some Young Eagle flights down at the Fun Fly Zone this week. We're doing 30 flights this week on the grounds in celebration of the 30th, and some of them are down in a tandem powered parachute.
See that? Now I got to get off my butt.
Well, you see, now what they need is an old Eagles flying program.
No, it's old turkeys. Anyway, we're out of time. I want to thank you, Dave, for joining us.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Real quick. YoungEagles.org?
YoungEagles.org.
There you go. That's where you find out. This is Digital Dave.
And I'm Fast Eddie.
And this is EAA Radio.